The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hinnon, live and direct from Statoil in Williston, North Dakota. And our thanks to Russ Rankin and his team at Statoil. They run a good outfit, I'll tell you. Brigham is what started all this. Here's the neat part of the Statoil story, okay? So Statoil is the Norway oil company. It's the state-owned oil company. Statoil is owned by the government of Norway. All right? And that's how oil and gas works in much of the world. There isn't Continental Resources and Harold Hamm or Whiting Oil and Gas and Jim Volker. It's you know, the stockholders are the taxpayers, right? Gazprom's Russia's oil and gas company. That's how it works. I mean, big oil is really Statoil and Russia and Saudi Arabia and, you know, because these are state-owned oil companies. Well, anyway, Statoil says, gosh, what's going on in the Bakken? We got to get under the hood here a little bit. We got to find out what this shale stuff's all about. So Statoil buys Brigham Oil and Gas mainly because of their expertise in shale oil, and Russ Rankin a big part of that, and came here to learn. Isn't that cool? So we're teaching the state-owned oil company something about oil and gas development, which is why I get energized when I'm in places like this in Williston at Statoil today on What's on Your Mind. We have a whole half hour just to find out what is on your mind, and here's how you can do that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Mike and Colfax have been waiting to talk about Measure 5. We're going to do that in just a moment. I'm looking for anybody that thinks North Dakota is not on the right track, and you're out there. Because according to a new poll that the Say Anything blog and Valley News Live have done together, 70% of North Dakotans think North Dakota's on the right track, which I think is about right and pretty extraordinary, really. But there's still 30% that think it's not, and I want to find them. I want to find out what it is they think we need to do to get on the right track and have that conversation so we have an open invite to anybody in that category. And I'll come up with a little listener reward for you if you need to be bribed. A copy of my book, Grassroots, maybe some Cloverdale bacon. You know, we'll find something for you. So if you need to be enticed to tell us why it is you think North Dakota is not on the right track, like the uber majority of 70%, please call me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We have an Ebola crisis in America right now. I said I knew it was finally a crisis because the president actually canceled a fundraising trip to be there. Now, when he actually cancels a golf match, then we'll know this is really serious. But meanwhile, they don't think it's serious. Sorry, Todd, did that catch you? Yeah. Right?
You realize more people have been married to Kim Kardashian than have died from Ebola.
I get it, and I. But on the other hand, it's
not trying to diminish its importance, but
well, there is some Ebola hysteria there, no question about it. Here's the deal:
you're more likely to die on your way back from Williston than to die of Ebola.
You're right, and the amount of attention against this tells you it's sort of one of those things. But here's the deal: I think the stupidity of how this has been handled, i.e., the Dallas patient who's died and the nurse who now has it because the proper precautions weren't in place. Duh. Number two, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. I went out to their website to say, okay, let me, you know, these guys aren't political, right? These guys are just about taking care of diseases, right? And I get a dissertation on West African economic development as the reason they can't ban flights. So the stupidity on not banning flights from the problem countries. Insanity on this are what tick me off about it all. But here's the latest. The Obama administration has appointed a politico to be the sheriff of the, you know, federal response for Ebola. Shouldn't someone with medical experience be appointed to that post? I don't know. Call me crazy. So that's another one of our questions. And then the other one out here we're chatting about on our Facebook page, with all the important issues facing North Dakota before the election, the country, really, before the election, how is it the Forum News Service believes polls on medical marijuana and gay marriage are relevant? Is this the media pushing their agenda, or are these important issues facing North Dakota? You tell me. And do the results surprise you? 50% opposing legalization of gay marriage. I thought everybody was for it now. What the heck happened there? I'm not sure they got the answer they wanted. Anyway, let's get to you. 800-228-0550. And if none of these issues interest you, that's fine, too. That's why we call it What's on Your Mind. Mike in Colfax, let's talk about Measure 5. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I think we need to spend a lot more time talking on it if your program can allow it every day. We got to defeat this thing. It's a real bad deal. We got to get it nicked in the bud first and foremost right now.
Okay, so let's start there. You've suggested more time on it. I would tell you this, and I'm not being defensive. I don't think we've spent more time on any issue over the last 60, 90 days than that issue. Now, that's
right,
number one. That doesn't mean we can't do it better. And we are in the season now where, look, we're closing in here. Look at the calendar. 20th of October today. So we've got 10 days left in 11 in October, and then 4 days till we vote. So I will make you this pledge. We will do something on Measure 5 every day, even if it's just a little bit of a commentary, or certainly always in the What's on Your Mind segments. Welcome, folks, to call in on Measure 5. I know this week alone we have the Lieutenant Governor scheduled to talk about it. We have Gene Nicholas, a longtime member of the legislature. He's part of the Ag Committee leadership for a lot of years in the legislature, but Gene farms up by Candu. Had a little conversation over the weekend with some friends to say, farmers are the first conservationists. When did farmers lose the label of the conservationists? I think it was when a cottage industry decided to take over the label of a bunch of radical environmentalist extremists who have now stolen the word. So we're going to talk with Gene just a little bit about true conservationists. But what else should we talk about, Mike? Give me some other suggestions.
Well, here, just give me a couple minutes. I know it's your show, but if you could let a faithful listener have a couple minutes, I'd appreciate it.
It's
I'm a
yours.
Member of North Dakota Stockman's Association, and we're affiliated with Farm Bureau. And, of course, both of those organizations say this is a bad deal, number five. First of all, number five was put on the state in the manner of a petition, and a bunch of people were hoodwinked. I was at the Valley City Winter Show last March, I guess it was, and the people that were in that booth that were putting that petition on, nobody knew what the heck they were doing. They look different. They're from out of state. North Dakota Nice kicked in a little too much. I should have challenged them on the first day and said, what the heck are you doing here? This is our show. It ain't yours. Well, they got enough petition signatures at that show and several other, either farm or city-type shows, the trade shows that go on in the wintertime, to get it on the ballot. It's a sad deal because a lot of people got fooled into thinking, this thing is bulletproof. It's good for the state of North Dakota. It's really bad. And essentially, I look at it this way. It's theft on two levels. They're going to steal money from the oil tax fund, 5% of it. Hey, why not give them 100%? If they want 5, why not give them 100? They're just damn liars is what they are. So they're going to steal money from the oil tax fund, which ain't theirs. They're from out of state. They're intruders. They're outsiders. They're interlopers. And then they're going to steal land from farmers and ranchers. Any young farmer, any young rancher wants to buy land in the next 25 years will be outbid at every land auction that comes up. Now, this is land that should be producing, whether it's animal agriculture or crop agriculture, corn, wheat, beans, sugar beets, whatever, nobody will be able to outbid these kooks because they're going to get $3 million a week to start with, $3.5 million, $4 million, $5 million a week. As the oil industry grows, they'll get more and more money. They'll get more and more strength and power. There's no way the North Dakota voters will be able to turn this thing back to challenge it in court because they'll get the first $3 million check. That's going to buy a lot of lawyer time. So it's very important we kill this thing now. These are interlopers. These are out-of-staters, environmentalists. They don't belong here. They're not good for the state. We have to appeal to all of our city friends and family and cousins that this is a bad idea. And if they thought it was good at the start by watching those glossy commercials on TV or hearing them on the radio, they're just lied. They're being lied to. So that's kind of what I wanted to say. And then I'll wait for your response there, Scott.
Doing anything. Fire the head of the CDC. All this nonsense where the government is supposed to protect us from a virus.
Doing anything.
The government's not supposed to protect us from anything. Maybe from outside, for defense reasons, for enemies, other countries or something. That's about it. They're not supposed to protect us from environmental disasters and from viruses and bacteria. What is this craziness? Government's supposed to protect us from everything? Make no mistake about it. If we depend on government to protect us, if we give up our power to government, the government is going to be more than happy to take our power away from us. This is why it's so important to get on a nutritional supplement program and to understand how to take care of our own health. We'll continue when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back after this.
Looks like we lost Scott there. Todd, are you there?
Shane?
All right,
yeah,
we got
I'm
you
here.
Back. All right.
What the heck happened there?
It went to a different show.
That was really bizarre because I was in the middle of listening to Mike and Kovacs, who did a fabulous job on Measure 5, and all of a sudden I heard myself in an echo.
I know Snurley gets a little bored and wants to channel surf, but leave our channel alone there, will you?
Yeah, so somebody did something. Go slap a few hands there, Sven Snurley, during the break here, and let's get that straightened out. Mike, if you want to call back and finish.
That was creepy.
You were doing a great job, and unfortunately lost you in the middle of that. Dan and Fargo.
We've been hacked.
Listen, on AM 1100, the flag does not think North Dakota's on the right track. Okay, he took my call. He took my challenge. We'll take his call when we come back. Don't go away.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Here's to everyone who believes in competition and good sportsmanship, who knows it's not about the trophies or the medals, but rather the lessons learned. For those who understand it's not whether you win or lose, just that you give your best. So go ahead, lace them up, take the field, have fun, and play. For the experience, for the memories, for the love of the game. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
All right, 20 past the hour, and we found the culprit. Evidently, somebody new to the team down in the Twin Cities, where this program is sent, so it can be distributed to five stations and heard all across the Northern Plains. Did something they weren't supposed to do, but you know, we're going to cut him some slack because it's a new guy and. Guy's probably already embarrassed.
Here I thought we got an actor or something. It was going to be some really sexy story about they were so mad at Scott Hannon they hacked.
Yeah, they hacked into us. Yeah, that would have been a better story. But Sven Snerdly. Sven Snerdly has effectively chewed this poor person out now, and I'm not going to pile on. So it's but anyway, I do want Mike from Colfax to call back because I do feel bad that mid sentence, all of a sudden we were talking about some medical condition, and he had no idea what was going on, probably. I had afforded him a full 2 minutes on Measure 5, and I'm not sure he got the full 2 minutes. So call back, apologize, a little technical glitch, but we're back at it. We are brought to you today by Todd. Tell him.
My pillow.
Exactly.
Oh,
right.
Man, that felt great.
Didn't it though? And wasn't that fun? We had a chance. We had actually two CEOs on the program on Friday. One was the My Pillow CEO, and the other was Harold Hamm. How about that? There's the two ends of the spectrum, but both two, innovative guys. I love the story about My Pillow and a Midwestern entrepreneur that just said, hey, there's a market here, and all of a sudden sells pillows all over the globe now. It's pretty cool. And, by the way, I don't know if you paid attention to what Harold Hamm was saying, but that was a rather interesting conversation, too, about oil prices and where this is going to go. And I'm dying to watch this sort of a play out, because he basically said the market's figuring this out and watch oil prices come back up. And when somebody like that says that, it's sort of like, E.F. Hutton, you ought to listen. But anyway, on the pillow front, I headed out for, actually stayed last night with my pillow in tow, as I always do, and the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation is My Pillow. It has that patented interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position, machine washable, dryable, and it has a 10-year warranty for a good reason. It will not go flat. This thing has a 60-night money-back guarantee, and we have this incredible deal right now that is because of this celebration of the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. You get a 2-for-1 deal. So 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow, and that leads to 50% off on all kinds of other products. So do me a favor. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. Get in on the great deal, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Back to the phones. Dan and Fargo at 800-228-0550. Dan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I told your screener a little bit, just a little bit off in North Dakota, basically the right track. And I'll tell you, the majority of the right track consists of the tremendous oil revenues. And at the end of the next biennium, ending in 2017, as I understand it, we're going to have between $5 and $6 billion that will be coming in from the general sales tax. Is that match with your understanding?
Well, I don't. What are you saying? You're saying just in the oil extraction tax?
Management in the state of North Dakota in Bismarck. If you go to their website,
yeah, it's $3 billion a year. So $6 billion would be a biennium. Are you saying a biennium just in the
by the end of this biennium? They can't plan, much farther. I mean, much sooner than that on a lot of this.
And so you're specifically saying, and you're saying that number is the oil and gas revenue that the state would take in.
No. That will be the total take coming in from the sales tax, which is already being collected. The volume of retail sales, as you must understand, is going up and up and
sure,
up.
Sure, of course. Absolutely. I just didn't know what number you were talking about, Dan. So
okay.
I was trying to say
we're off a little bit. Here's where we're off a little bit in North Dakota. I think we missed an opportunity, but second time around, hope will be the charm on eliminating the property tax. In my home in Fargo here, and I'm not an exception, we don't have a gigantic house, we're kissing goodbye to about $40,000 in the decade that I've lived here, since 2004. That's ridiculous. The school tax is hinged to it. I think the problem with these things is they've got to be decoupled. And since the sales tax is free to collect at point of sale, why not use that money? The constitutional amendment thing maybe scared some people. And that's what's confusing people about this Measure 5, too, I think. You might have some input on that. But as soon as you fiddle with the state constitution, people are a little leery of that. And I hope that'll kill this Measure 5.
Well, I would say I would agree with you in this sense, Dan, that that tax reform is not only needed, it's very possible. Right, with everything that's with those amount of dollars in there. That's why you're hearing debates. I was at a debate last week in Bismarck. Bob Harms, chairman of the Republican Party, hosted a thing with two legislators that were advocating for zeroing out North Dakota's income tax. You're talking about, you know, the ability on property tax reform. We sort of have a goofy way we do it now, in that the legislature allocates these monies and then they use it to allow, you know, the counties, the local subdivisions to buy down property taxes. So we're doing it in a different way. You're talking about obviously fundamentally changing how we do it. All of those things should be on the table because the dollars are there. Here's the big worry. We do not want North Dakota so dependent on oil and gas revenue that we just continue to build a bigger and bigger mousetrap, right? We want to as those dollars increase, wean the government off of them, not increase what the government spends. Now, clearly you need to deal with infrastructure needs, and that's what's going on right now. That's why you have a lot of people saying, look, Western North Dakota needs more money. Give them more money. Give them more than they can spend and try them, because quite honestly, they're growing. They're doubling in size, tripling in size, quadrupling in size in all these communities, and they're getting it done with a very, very antiquated system in how those funds get to them. So, you know, that's why there's surge funding that's being proposed. That's why there's a formula change. That's why there's transformational educational funding, you know, proposals that are out there. I think to your point, we're not on the right track in how we're getting tax reform done right now. That's a work in progress.
Okay.
One
final comment is that the sales tax revenue is trailing along behind the oil revenue. We're not talking on this property tax thing about taking oil revenue. We're saying let's use the general sales tax that's free. It doesn't cost $95 million a year like administering the property tax and assessments and inspections and record keeping. It's free. Yeah.
I hear you. The local subs are going to scream bloody murder because they're addicted to that sales tax money too.
The amendment, Scott, said that there would be a formula established so that if there was population change or inflation, the amount over the last 8-year period that the cities had been getting and the counties and everything would continue. It would only be adjusted upward. Plus, they would be free at the local level, if they really wanted to break with that and try to levy a property tax. And that's the control locally that should be on putting the brakes on it. So, I'll get off.
No, it's good. Good topic, Dan. You don't need to apologize for anything. What I promise we'll do is in the coming days, maybe before the election, if we have time, get to Ryan Rauschenberger and crunch some of those numbers so we have the exact numbers on what the sales tax is producing, what the extraction tax is producing, and get some of these ideas for tax reform out there, because I would agree with you. I was only half joking when I said find me somebody in the 30% to tell me what we're not on the right track about, but you contribute a good one. I would agree with you. We've not got tax reform right yet. There's more we can do. And yet, obviously, one of the arguments against getting rid of the corporate tax, getting rid of the income tax, reforming property taxes, is politicians are going to go, 70% of people are pretty darn happy. But you do need to paint a picture that being addicted to that oil revenue, not good, not good at all. Live in Williston at Stat Oil today. This is What's on Your Mind. More of your calls as we continue, and we'll meet some North Dakotans in the business coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the savings at Max Hardware are growing, especially now during the Max Fall Sale. A DeWalt grinder is just $69.99. Haviland antifreeze is only $6.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate. Pallet racking and wide-span shelving are 15% off. And now, Max is your source for Carhartt clothing. The Max Fall Sale, where you find great prices, service, and knowledge for the hard work you do. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Stat Oil today in Williston. The folks at Stat Oil are an international energy company in more than 30 countries around the world, meeting the world's rising energy needs. Also thank our hospitality sponsor, the Brooks Hotel. Life's a breeze at the Brooks, where comfort meets class. In just a moment, we're going to meet a couple of North Dakotans in the oil and gas business for a company called Go Wireline. I love that name. Go Wireline, because it says two very important things. One, go, and these guys do, and Wireline, and that's what they do. So anyway, we're going to talk with them about that a little bit today on the program as well. And our buddy Russ Rankin from Stat Oil is going to pop in here, too. He's probably one of the busiest guys in the Bakken. And when you work for a state-owned oil company and you're in the Bakken, you got a double whammy going. So he's a busy guy, but he's going to pop in here before we get done. Gene sent a note, said, Scott, I'd like to comment on Measure 5. The guy you had on a show a while ago said that the out-of-state organizations would be bidding farmers on land. He's a liar. He put liar in caps. There are laws restricting nonprofits and agencies like Game and Fish when it comes to buying land. They need permission all the way to the governor's office. They can't go willy-nilly to act. Well, again, the only thing I'd tell you there, Gene, is that the experts have looked at this. I've specifically asked the Measure 5 supporters, will you buy land? And here's what they say. The current makeup of the North Dakota Industrial Commission will make it unlikely that we would be able to use these funds to purchase land. Well, that's the most political non-answer I've ever heard in my life. What I just heard there is, hey, we're going to work hard to change the Industrial Commission so a bunch of tree huggers are around the table, and then we'll buy all the land we want. That's how I translate it, not to mention, this is a 25-year fund. This is a 25-year fund. So can you tell me who's going to be on the Industrial Commission in 4 years, in 8 years, in 12 years? Of course you can't. We don't know. So it's a pig and a poke, and I don't believe that caller's a liar at all. I believe that's what's going to happen, and I only take the answers from the folks that'll do it. $4.8 billion. Again, out-of-state interest coming in here, raising money, $4.8 billion, and then spending on what they want. $4.8 billion, and all I know is we need schools, hospitals, highway, law enforcement officers, and that money would take it off the top. Look what happened to oil prices last week. Harold Hamm was on this program Friday talking about oil prices because he's concerned of the hysteria that's set in North Dakota. In his case, he's saying, hey, look, this is temporary. This is the Saudis making some noise. They don't have anything to back it up. This oil price is going to come back. Relax. That's what he said to us. Okay? On the other hand, oil goes up and oil goes down. And so you want to take 5% off the top and give it to out-of-state interest to buy land? I don't either. So I'm sorry, Gene, I disagree with you, but I appreciate your opinion. Let's get one other call in here that came in during the break, and then we'll get to our guests. Go ahead and roll the one of your choice, Mr. Todd Mitchell.
Yeah, this is Ray from Mandan. I got a question for Scott. Why does the Mandan School Board let a teacher from Mandan have an ad on TV that is deceiving and sponsored by Ducks Unlimited? Just ask Scott that question once or whatever.
All right, Ray and Mandan, you asked it already, but I don't know the answer to it. But we sure can ask what's going on there. Don't know, but we'll find out more by asking some of the leadership in Mandan. Roll the other one, Todd, if you would. Or no.
Good morning. Along the same lines as your caller, I called CAMS office and told them of my concerns with this Ebola thing and how they were handling it. And the young man there that was representing her actually laughed at me. And I'll tell you what, I'll do anything in my power possible to see she never gets reelected again. Thank you.
I don't know if you heard that, but first of all, a caller called earlier about a concern about whether or not we're doing enough at the border to, you know, secure it because of the Ebola crisis, okay? And he said he called Senator Heitkamp's office, and the senator's office told him that he was the first person that called about the Ebola crisis. So he thought that was rather unusual. Anyway, this caller was saying he too called and had a staffer laugh at him, which is not professional at all. You know, I will tell you this. I think sometimes the people at the offices, they take so many of these calls, they get a little crass to it, but they ought never get crass to a voter, right? Heidi Heitkamp, John Hoeven, Kevin Cramer, Jack Dalrymple, you can go down the line. They work for the voters of North Dakota, Republican, Democrat, Independent, all creed colors, and no elected leader's staff should ever laugh at somebody calling to share their opinion. So I understand why you're upset, and, you know, that's ridiculous. That Ebola topic is a hot one on our Facebook page, too, so check it out. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let me introduce you to a couple of guys in the oil and gas business in North Dakota with North Dakota roots. And I love the stories of these companies. And there's a few of them. Wyoming Casing's one of my favorites, down in Dickinson. And there's a number of them where you got North Dakota leaders that have been part of you know, bigger companies that then say, I can do this myself. And we're going to do this ourselves. And this is a prime example of it. The folks from Gold Wireline, Mark Jovic and John Seal are here today. Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Scott. Thanks for joining us at Stat Oil today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So, Mark, you start. Tell me what the heck Wireline is. What are Wireline services?
Well, Wireline is, we like to think, is more in the technical end of the business. We have trucks out there with 30,000 feet of cable on them with a electric conductor inside that cable. Allows us to run a variety of different tools in these wells and record real-time data. One of the big ones we're running is caliper logs for the customers to evaluate their casing ahead of the frac jobs. We're also part of the plug perf and the frac jobs where we're running perforating guns with shaped charges down and shooting holes as part of the stage frac process.
Now, everything you just said there makes sense to people in the industry, but you could have just as well been speaking Chinese to me. So from the standpoint of the novice, you know, I know you're a very important part of the capital actual drilling operations, but tell us in layman's terms what you do.
Well, in layman's terms, you're out there with a truck, like I said, with 30,000 feet of cable. And if you're a farmer out there, this would make sense to you. You've got two shiv wheels. You've got a shiv wheel tied to the wellhead, got a shiv wheel hanging off a crane or off the derrick of the rig, and you run your cable through those shivs, pick up your tools, and basically convey those tools into the well using that wire line coming off that truck. So you're rolling that line off the truck, similar to rolling fence off a reel.
And John, the important thing, I know you talk to customers of Go Wireline all day and potential customers, you know, your customers want quick action, right? I mean, that's part of the genius behind the name Go Wireline. They know what wireline services are. I don't. You guys have schooled me up here pretty good. But the important thing is service, right, John?
Yeah. You know, we try to do the best we can with people. It's been very busy, and it's been a quick run trying to build and to take care of the needs of our customers. And so we do. We like to see we're available quickly, whatever that, you know, not always the case, but we do the very best we can, and we try to do follow-ups if we're not able to stay really closely involved with the customers that we, you know, develop a relationship of trust. That with our logo, you call, we go, we try to live up to that the best we can.
You know what I love about this market, John, is the fact that we're sitting here in, you know, later part of 2014, and this is a company that didn't exist in January 2011, right? So middle of 2011, you start a new company, combined experience of 200 years. So you guys know the industry, you know the lay of the land. But you know, five of your founders, over 30 years of wireline experience in the Williston Basin. That's a pretty cool story. So tell us how the company came to be and where you brought all these guys together, Mark.
Well, it really started with Brant Beckel, our president, had worked for myself, and Arlen Arntzen, who'd owned a company in the previous years, and he wanted an opportunity to, you know, have that American dream, own his own business. And so basically we came together. I had a son that I wanted to work with before I retired, and we were looking for something to do together as well. And so I guess I just said to Brant, I'll do it. You pick the group of guys that you want to have, and I'll go with you. And so he really picked best-in-class guys. John Seals does our sales. Arlen Arntzen is our equipment manager. Brant's our operations manager. We have Kirk Groth with tons of years of experience as another operations manager. And we have kind of what I call the young guns, Devin Vanetta, Robbie Rolson, Wyatt Llewellyn, and my son Lucas. And so those guys are basically doing a lot of the day-to-day stuff, dispatching jobs, you know, learning the business the way we learned it from guys before us. Some names that would be really familiar to the old guys in this industry, George Hansen and Tude Gordon. Tude Gordon worked on the first oil well in North Dakota. So those are, you know, people that taught us how to do it right. And so it's about taking care of your equipment, take care of your customer.
And, John, I can tell every time I see you, it's almost infectious how much enthusiasm you have, because this is fun, isn't it?
It's really fun, especially when you grew up in North Dakota and you're with a bunch of partners that we all want the same thing. Maybe we have some, you know, disagreements sometime, but I tell you, it's a really tight-knit group. Partly because of our background and growing up in North Dakota and the things that we stand for, and the fact that our company, we really believe strongly in the community involvement, and whatever it is, pick whatever it is, but be good citizens, be involved in the community, and you know, those are good employees and people, and that's the type of people we want. And we've been very fortunate in being able to hire a lot of those type of people that are vested in the community.
You're from Rugby, right?
Yes, I am.
Where are you from, Mark?
Crosby area, Divide County.
Oil country now.
Oil country now.
Not always, but...
Not always.
Yeah, it is now. But that's how important is that North Dakota, you know, culture to your company?
Well, I think, you know, the core group of guys that we started with were mostly North Dakota guys. But interestingly enough, we've, you know, became a company of diversity as well. So... we've got some guys from Minnesota, Michigan, you know, Washington, Minnesota, you know, Wisconsin, you know, a lot of Midwestern guys that have those same core values that we have. And so, you know, we were just talking ahead of time. The thing we try to encourage them is to get their families here. And if you have your family here, you can deal with the long hours and all the things that go with it. And I mean, we have guys that are making it work without their families here and commuting. But we also, I mean, we've got three guys from Hawaii, and they're some of our best guys.
You want to keep them.
We want to keep them.
And you want them happy, so you want their families here, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that seems to be coming, too. More of the Gold Wireline story when we come back. We're at Statoil today with What's on Your Mind. Calls, questions, comments, welcome, as always, at 800-228-0550. Don't touch that dial.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Back 11 before the top of the hour, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. One of the reasons I can get to every corner of North Dakota, morning, noon, and night, and still have a wife and three kids who call me dad and husband and actually say some good things about me is because I get a good night's rest when I'm out and about. It's not very long, But, you know, if it's 4 or 5 hours, I'm in good shape, and I can do that because of my pillow, literally. And I sleep on a pillow that has been selected as the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And to celebrate right now, you can have the same pillow and get a two-for-one deal. That's right. You buy two, get one free. It's a savings of 50% when you call them at 800-506-9028. Jot that number down and give them a buzz. And it's not just pillows. They have all kinds of, they have travel pillow. They have pillow cases. They have the body pillow. They got all kinds of great accessories. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028 and tell them you want that 10-year warranty, 60-night money-back guarantee. I mean, you can't go wrong. You can sleep on the thing for 59 nights and go, it's not as good as my other pillow, so I'm going to send it back, but you won't. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or again, call them at 800-506-9028. And also brought to you in part by our friends at S&S Motors. I have that Ford F-150 came right off Brent Sanford's lot in Watford City, and I love it. I left it at home. It's getting a little body work. Long story, but I did manage to drive a beautiful Mercedes E350, courtesy of another sponsor, Valley Imports. And I left to Fargo last night at 7:30. Rolled into, rolled into town about 1 a.m. But I didn't even notice the drive. It was like a 5-hour-plus drive. But when you're cruising in an E350, everything's better. Anyway, check out ValleyImports.com. Any model, any make, whatever you want, they'll get it. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you're going to get a 2-year maintenance program free. You'll pay zero, nada, nothing for the next 2 years on maintenance. Valley Imports, your official Mercedes-Benz dealer in North Dakota. And the way business is booming for the Gold Wireline folks, both these guys should be driving Mercedes. They're driving trucks. Mark Jovic and John Seal are here. Mark, how many wireline companies are there?
Last count, we had somewhere between 23 and 25.
So 23 or 25 folks doing what you do in this business.
Yes, sir.
And wireline services in the Bakken or everywhere in oil and gas?
In the Bakken.
Got it. Just in the Bakken.
Just in the Bakken.
Right now in that 23 to 25 range. And, John, where do you guys rank? I know you rank number one in my book because you're North Dakotans, right? And let me ask that first, Mark. How many of those 25 companies are North Dakota companies?
I think we're probably the only one that left that's 100% privately held.
So that puts you number one in my book. But where would you think you rank in business and reputation with your customers, John?
Well, in reputation, we like to think we rank number one overall. If you figure volume and everything, we're probably right around the number three mark, which is a pretty good accomplishment for about 3.5 years. But, again, we had boots on the ground, so to speak, during the times when there were only three wireline companies left, period. And Mark and I and our group of partners, we were part of that when we were, going through some pretty tough times. So I think that's helped us a lot. You know, it takes, you talk about tribulation, and we saw those times, and we got through it, and we've been able to, get to the point where we're at now, where I believe we're definitely in the top three.
So what kind of a case do you make to your potential customers?
Oh, well, the case we make is
so if I'm Scott Oil Company instead of Stat Oil Company, and I need a wireline service provider, why do I pick Go Wireline?
Pick Go Wireline because we're going to, number one, we really do believe, and I know it might be cliche, but we're customer service. We do believe in following up. If the things aren't right, we're going to try to figure out why. We'll try to make it right, and we'll do everything we can do to make sure that their experience with us is as good as it can possibly be. And, again, we know we're not perfect, but, sometimes it's not that you are perfect, but it's what you do to make up things right when they're not. And that's who we are. We want to make sure that we try to make things right.
And a lot is happening fast. I mean, when John says we're not perfect, this is a product that so much needs to be done in such a short period of time. Your customers want action and want it now, right, Mark?
Yes, they do. And, our sales guys are out there, telling the guys, give us as much notice as possible. And almost every single day we're sold out. And so if you call today for something today, often we're sold out a day or two past. But we do have enough equipment now, we can sometimes shift things around. Getting to that certain size of where jobs are finishing, jobs are starting, we have more flexibility than we had even a year ago. We have 12 units on the ground, 13th one here any day now, and training people all the time. So you know, we're trying to react to that. Our biggest customer request is not having, you know, their biggest complaint is not having a truck when they need one.
Fascinating to learn this story, and I also appreciate just it's very evident your love for North Dakota and what you're trying to do and build here, and you're as concerned about those guys moving from Hawaii, having a place to call home here, and having a sense of community so they'll stay for a long time, because that goes right along with it. But it shows that you want a seat at the table just to make this a better place to live, and that's pretty darn important, too. So thank you for that, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thanks for sharing the story with us today on the program. Appreciate it very much, and looking forward. We're going to get a little tour of the operation.
Yes.
I get to see some of that equipment today.
Yes.
So that I can tell people what Go Wireline is all about rather than have to have you school me up, Mark, next time.
You got it. We'll give you the nickel tour.
Looking forward to the nickel tour, and appreciate hearing some of the story today. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you
much.
Mark Jovig, John Steele, Go Wireline. You call, they go. Simple as that. North Dakota Company, live from Stat Oil today. We'll be in Watford City tomorrow at First International Bank and Trust with Kathy Nesbitt, and previewing a event happening tomorrow night in Watford City for First International Bank and Trust for their trust customers. Looking forward to that dinner. And then Wednesday back in Williston. God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesbitt Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesbitt talks about the hometown of Nesbitt Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesbitt Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NesbittConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.